Last year's flu season was the deadliest in more than 40 years. New data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show 80,000 Americans died of the flu and its complications last winter. Helen Branswell is a public health reporter for Stat News, and she is with us now. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Peter.
80,000 flu deaths. Hasn't been that bad since 1974. Do we know why?
Well, nobody really ever knows why one flu season is really bad and another flu season isn't, except for sort of the basics. Last flu season, most of the activity was caused by H3N2 viruses, which really hit old people and little kids very hard. And another problem with H3 seasons is the vaccine doesn't work as well against H3 viruses. When they make the vaccine, there are some problems, mutations that arise in the development of the vaccine, and they always know that they're going to have a less effective vaccine against H3. When there's not a lot of H3 activity, that doesn't matter so much. But in a season like last year, where virtually everybody who got sick was sick with H3N2 flu, that really does matter a lot.
And about the vaccine, the overall effectiveness of last year's flu vaccine was just 40%. Is that considered a failure? I mean, like, how does that stack up to previous years?
Okay, so the overall effectiveness isn't great, but when you break it down by strain, it was even worse than that. It was 25% effective against H3N2, and as we mentioned before, H3N2 was the virus that was causing most of the illness last year. So what they estimated in February when they released those figures was that essentially, you know, one in four people who were vaccinated were protected against the strain that was causing the most illness. That's not great.
It's not ideal, and it will likely have some people questioning whether or not it's even worth it to go out and get a flu shot this season.
Certainly. People always question whether or not it's worth it. But, you know, the vaccine contains protection against three or four different strains of flu, depending on which vaccine you get. Influenza B causes a lot of illness, especially in little kids, and the vaccine, the influenza B component of the vaccine typically performs better than the H3N2 component and the H1N1 component of the vaccine, which is another influenza A virus. That part of the vaccine also typically performs better. Like last year, the estimate of the performance for the H1N1 component of the vaccine was about 67%, but very few people were infected with H1N1 flu last year, so it didn't matter.
Do the numbers from last year, last season, tell us anything about what this season is going to be like?
No, you know, what people in the flu world will say to you is if you've seen one flu season, you've seen one flu season.
Huh.
Going forward, there's no way to estimate what this flu season would be like. I think people in the flu world would think that because so many people were sick last year, it was a hugely bad year, that there will be a lot of people in the broader population who have some antibodies to flu and that this year might be milder. But, you know, nobody would bet their house on that.
You never know. And these strains change. Helen Branswell, public health reporter for Stat News. We appreciate your time today. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.